Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
All right, and welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Mark with El Presidente. We're going to be joining the Gary Snyder Show live on 1400 WBAT in Marion, Indiana. And we're going to be doing our simulcast, obviously, during our live portion of the show between 5 and 6 o'clock Eastern. We've got a lot of talk to talk about, and we've got a great guest coming up here right after the top of the hour break here with the show. And we're going to really break down this whole Penn State thing. And I tell you what, I hate to even call it a scandal. I hate to use that word. Let's call it what it is, listeners. This is a child predator. This is the worst disgust. And, like we've talked about, this story is just underway. Obviously, it's got a lot of national legs and all over the United States, and we're not the only national radio broadcast talking about it. But hopefully, you know, one of the things we like to do here on the show, and I think you know this by listening to our show, we try to get directly as close to the source as we possibly can. And I think that we're going to have a great conversation here coming up here right after the top of the hour break. And Ed Kratz, hopefully I'm saying that name right, Philadelphia Eagles beat writer for Calkins Media, he's going to give us the latest on the Penn State child sex scandal. Again, I even hate to use that word, sex scandal. And I tell you what, it's sad that we've got to start our Veterans Day show for this, because this is not the kind of freedom that our soldiers are out there dying for. My son's in the Marines. I was in the Army. Gary was in the Army. And I'm sure that we all know veterans that we can thank today. So make sure you take that extra effort to go out there and thank a veteran. It is November 11th of 2011. The stars are aligned, huh? 11-11-11. And so obviously, this also is a great Veterans Day because it marks the anniversary of Armistice Day, which is ended World War II, which we now know as Veterans Day. So take time today and go out there and talk to a veteran. You know, and Gary was talking about how he was at Applebee's having lunch today because he's a veteran too, got a free lunch. I didn't do that. I should have done that. But he was just talking about how a lot of the old timers were out there at Applebee's there in Marion, and were just, you know, swapping stories. And you know, it's very interesting to hear their stories. And you know, they want nothing more than to share that story with you. And I don't think they want anything more than for you to just go up and shake their hand and pat them on the back and, you know, say thank you. Well, hey, thanks to all of our veterans. So glad that you could join us today on the Balance/ Gary Snyder Show here on the Balance Radio Network. We're going to team up with the Gary Snyder Show on our simulcast on 1400 WBAT in Marion, Indiana, right here in just a few short minutes. And like I said, we're going to have Ed Kratz, a Philadelphia Eagles beat writer for Calkins Media. He's pretty close to the source there, and we want to talk to him about some things that are going on over there in State College, Pennsylvania. And like I said, I think this story is just underway. We'll be right back right here on the Balance Radio Network.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
All right. Happy Veterans Day. Welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name's Sam Marquis. We're counting down here just about 60 seconds or so. We're going to be joining the Gary Snyder Show. Gary Snyder Show, live on 1400 WBAT. My name's Sam Marquis. So glad that you could join us here on Veterans Day. Yes, we are atop the Balance Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana. Beautiful day in the Midwest. And I tell you what, it's sad that we have to talk about what we're going to talk about coming up here in the next couple of minutes. One thing I do want to talk to you about, winter's on the way. May not be able to see it right now, but one thing is for sure is that it is on the way. Is your home ready for winter? Well, you need to have Dominion Home Builders out there and take a look at it. Have them crawl up on your roof, crawl in your attic, crawl in your basement. Make sure that you are ready for winter. Mike Daly, give him a call, 317-523-8414, Indianapolis. He'll go anywhere in the state of Indiana, and he won't even charge you unless you have him do the work. And so I tell you what, now, Michael has been on our show before, and obviously he helps us out a little bit on Saturday mornings with our fantasy football focus. Mike's a good guy, and he'll shoot you straight. So give him a call, 517-523-8414. Yeah, that's the way to do it. Never get, don't get your sponsors' names right or their phone numbers right. Radio 101, they teach you that. You guys are fired. Go get me a beer. Hey, it's Veterans Day. It's Friday. I'm a veteran. I can have a beer. You know, the wife and I are going out to the comedy club tonight, so you know, I need a few laughs. It's been a long week, and I'm kind of stoked about the weekend, and I'm ready. And you know, what I'm looking forward to, and we'll talk about this tomorrow on the Gridiron a little bit, is I'm looking forward to that Carrier Classic. They'll do anything on an aircraft carrier these days, won't they? You're on the Balance Radio Network. My name is Sal Marquis, El Presidente. Be right back. We're going to join up with the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them fly the puck inside. It's a 1-1 hockey game.
All-girl hockey game is the best game you can make. And the best game you can make.
Now, like Friday night, well, Friday night and Saturday may mean football, which it still does. for most of you, or basketball as we get into that season, it is hockey night in the Gary Snyder household. Hockey practice tonight, my action in the morning. All right, before we get to our guest, and we are joined by the Balance Radio Network as they stream across the U.S., and Tom Marquis, if you have paid any attention, you knew my dilemma, my problems when I was trying to buy carpet for my house. I did what everybody else did, checked out the big home improvement box stores, and when I did this, I found something was missing. Exactly, service. Then a friend recommended Lehman Floor Covering in Huntington. Not only did Lehman Floor Covering have all the top brands of carpeting, Mohawk, Stainmaster, Balo, Shaw, the list goes on and on, but they also had that special something that was missing from all those big home improvement box stores. Great customer service, attention to detail, and that personal touch. So if you are looking for new carpet, hardwood floors, tile, laminate, vinyl, heck, they even specialize in new baths and kitchens and carry H&K countertops made right here in Marion. Lehman Floor Covering will have what you need when you need it with the customer service you deserve. Lehman Floor Covering is your one-stop shop from ceiling to floor. And you know what? They would not have been in business for over 50 years. That's a 5-0, people. 50 years if they weren't doing it exactly right. Give them a call. Todd is waiting. 260-356-7226. Again, 260-356-7226 for a free estimate. You can visit them on the web at laymanfloorcovering.com or just go on up to their store. It's a Saturday tomorrow. They're open at 1940 Aetna Avenue in Huntington. Just up the road. Now, if you cannot remember all that, GaryLSnyder.com, where all of our sponsors are just a click away. All right, we are joined now by Tom Marquis. Tom, welcome.
And happy Veterans Day to everyone across the United States. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. Gary, so glad to join you. Happy Veterans Day to you.
Well, thank you very much. And the same back at you. And if you've missed anything today, I got my free Applebee's on today. And you can't beat that.
You can't beat that. Well, one thing that we can't beat is we got a great guest with us now, Bob Kratz. Did I say that right, Bob?
Yes, hello, guys. It's Ed Kratz. My first name's Ed.
Did I call you Bob? You know what? You know what? You can, honestly, Ed, you can. You know why? You know why I thought that, Gary, is Bob Kravitz with the Indianapolis Star.
Either that, or you're having a Rick Perry moment.
I don't. Ed, have you ever met Bob Kravitz here in Indianapolis? He gets around.
I
don't know if you ever.
I do know who Bob Kravitz is. I'm sure I've come across him. He's a columnist, I believe, in Indianapolis. Is he not?
He is. Yes. You either love or hate him. It depends on the day.
I'll excuse you for that. I mean, that's certainly plausible. It's Bob Kravitz, Ed Kratz. It sounds pretty similar.
Hey, I tell you what, though. One thing I do know for sure is that you're from Philly, the city of brotherly love, and you guys make great Philly cheesesteaks. So, you know, other than that, it's all good. Unfortunately,
yeah.
I wish that we could be talking about something a little bit more positive, but the reason that we brought you on, obviously, is this tragedy that's happened out at Penn State, and you know we're just learning about some administrative leaves being done. So what I'd like for you to do is just kind of walk us through this and help us sift through all of this. I mean, I know it's hard to keep it family friendly, but do the best you can, Ed, and let's talk about this. Let's unpack this and let America know what's going on from the perspective of a local reporter there and some of the things that maybe the national media isn't talking about.
Yeah, sure, guys. Before I get started, I'd like to thank both of you, Gary and Tom, and everyone within the sound of my voice who is a veteran for your service. It really means a lot for everything you guys have done. And happy Veterans Day to you, and thank you. So with that said, the whole Penn State mess is just gets deeper and deeper as we go hour by hour, really. It seems that there is something that comes out that's new. The most recent allegation, I'm not sure you're aware of this, but Jerry Sandusky, who is accused of this monstrous child molestation, was recruiting, was actually out on the recruiting trail for Penn State as recently as 2009, and maybe even last year. He paid a visit to a linebacker from South Carolina who's one of the top 30 linebackers rated by many scouting services to be one of the top 30 linebackers in the country. And Jerry Sandusky paid a visit to his home to make a pitch for Penn State. It just seems that this, and I know I heard Tom say he doesn't really want to call it a scandal. I'm not sure the word you would use for it. I'd call it a mess. It's just an absolute mess. And I think that it's just the tip of the iceberg, that as we go forward here, it's just going to get more and more messier. And I, as far as what that means for someone like Joe Paterno, who got caught in this whole thing, remains to be seen. I know that today Joe Paterno reached out to one of the top criminal defense lawyers in the country in Washington, D.C., and I don't know what that says, but, you know, the news could be tightening, so to speak, on Joe Paterno and what he knew about what happened with the child molestation Jerry Sandusky, you know, performed for so many years. So that's where we stand, I think, at this moment. I mean, in 20 minutes, it could be something else.
You know, and welcome to the show. It's great to have you on, Ed. But I think one of the real tragedies in this, when you look beyond just the fact that what happened to these children and these people of authority on down the line, to include Coach Paterno, you know, I say this and I say it with not much sympathy, but call the police. You know, the real tragedy here, or not the real tragedy, but one of the tragedies is the Penn State football team, because they've done nothing wrong, and yet they are the ones left to, I guess, deal with this mess. They still have to play football. They still go to the university. You know, how are the players dealing with this right now?
Well, Joe Paterno met with the players before he tendered his resignation, and I guess that would have been Wednesday morning at about 11 o'clock when he announced that he would resign, effective at the end of the season. It was, in my opinion, it was a preemptive strike against what the university was going to determine, which they later that night did determine and relieved him of his duties. But Paterno met with his players that morning, Wednesday morning, and told them that he was resigning, effective immediately. And the players, they knew that something was coming. They obviously, they're intelligent kids for the most part, and they knew that they could see the handwriting on the wall, so to speak. They knew that this was going to come down. And when Paterno released the news, and allegedly he broke down and he cried in front of his team, and the players had said they'd never seen that before. I don't think anyone has ever seen Paterno cry. But anyway, he broke down in front of his team, and then they gave him a standing ovation. So the players are clearly saying to the media and to whomever that they talk to that they want to go out there and they want to win this game tomorrow against Nebraska for Joe. And that's what the rallying cry is let's do this for Joe. So it's a big game. Obviously, it's lost a lot of its impact, and there were questions as to whether or not it should even be played. And I know that Penn State officials were in touch with Nebraska officials, and Tom Osborne out at Nebraska, who's the athletic director, was in touch with some of the regents and chancellors, and he said, listen, it's just too late to move the game. Penn State assured Nebraska that there would be extra security on hand. I've heard as many as 4,000 to 5,000 more security people will be stationed in and around State College. As to what their plan of attack is going to be, I don't think they're releasing that. You know, I think they kind of want to just maybe be incognito, so to speak, and just kind of observe and make sure that everything is handled properly and that no one gets hurt. That's going to be, you know, a kind of a sidebar to the whole game is the safety factor. But as far as the players go, you're right. They have not done anything wrong that we're aware of, and they still have a game and a season to play. And you know, they're 8-1. They're ranked 12th in the country. And they certainly would like to go on and win a Big Ten title for Joe and to maybe play in a BCS bowl.
Well, hey, Ed, can you hold on to a quick break?
Yes.
You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Bring in your corn, we'll make some steam. Together we'll keep the environment green. Let's keep our future beautiful at Central Indiana Ethanol Fuel for the future.
Central Indiana Ethanol wants your fall corn. This fall, CIE is taking corn with up to 22% moisture and is striving to get more money in your pocket with lower moisture discounts and aggressive bids. With extended hours, free weekday lunches to drivers, and on-farm pickup. For more information, call 888-384-CORN.
Good evening. This is Diane from Central Indiana Ethanol.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
All right, welcome back to the Ballots / Gary Snyder Show. It's Veterans Day, 11-11-11. That doesn't happen very often, does it? How many of you guys are getting married today? I don't know how many people actually get married on Friday these days, but I guess there's a bunch of people. I've been seeing things all over the web. Facebook, all you guys have been sending me Facebook things. Your birthday's 11-11. Story here in Indianapolis, a little girl turns 11 years old today on the 11th. That's pretty cool. Anyway, guys, I tell you what, again, we're waiting to team back up with Gary Snyder at 1400 WBAT. And, you know, we had a whole different way to go with the show today, with it being Veterans Day and everything. But we just felt like that we needed to talk about this. And one of the things that I would encourage you as parents to do, take some time to talk to your children. And get to know, you know, we're dealing with swim coaches, we're dealing with a lot of other different little league stuff, people that you're hearing across the nation. Obviously, Penn State takes a big focus on a lot of times we trust people that, you know, we think we should. And you know, I'm not telling you not to. I'm just saying let's be careful about who we – that we don't put our kids in harm's way, and let's be careful of where our kids are going. And granted, you know, that there was no indication that this was going on with Sandusky, and we're going to certainly get into more of this with Ed. I think that – did I say his name wrong again, guys? Please tell me I didn't. Ah, thank you. You guys are awesome. I tell you what, I got the best crew right here at the Balance Radio Network. These guys only let me screw up once. They let me do that with Philip B. Wilson, too. What is it with me and these newspaper columnists, guys? I don't get it. All right, guys, I know. We got about 30 seconds. I'm just saying. It's Friday. But thanks. Thanks, Mike. You rock, brother. You're the man. I owe you a Miller. We'll be right back.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley, Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
I'll be corrected here in a minute. Schaefer's Indiana Turf. They're in Fort Wayne, and they are the place to go for all of your snow removal needs this winter, which include the new Ariens Snow Throw snow blowers. And keep in mind, they still have the Gravely, Hustler, and Dixie Chopper mowers in stock. Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929, and if you're doing the math, that's a really long time. Or if you're actually doing the math, that's over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area. And keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is, Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Here's what you do. Call them, 260-489-3391. You can visit them at their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road, just up the highway in Fort Wayne, or visit them on the web at indianaturf.com. Of course, the best tagline ever. Remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. All right. We're also joined by Tom Marquis and the Balance Radio Network. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, happy Veterans Day again, and welcome back to the last half hour of our live portion of our show nationwide, right here on the Balance Radio Network. So it's always a pleasure to simulcast with 1400 WBAT and their listeners as well. Now we're joined with us Ed Kratz. He's a Philadelphia Eagles beat writer for Calkins Media, very close to the source there in at Penn State, and we're talking to him about obviously this tragedy, this mess, this child predator that was allowed to go on for so many years. And one of the things, Ed, that I wanted to extract from you, as I mentioned that you're a beat writer for the Philadelphia Eagles, and I wish that I could spend more time talking to you about Buddy Ryan coming back to Philadelphia and obviously that great story that's there. But what I'd like to know from you, speaking of Buddy Ryan and the Eagles, and what are his thoughts, and what are some of the other Eagles' thoughts from the aspect of the NFL and being so close to this? If you could tell us a little bit about their reaction, and has Buddy Ryan made any type of reaction to this at all?
Yeah, that's a very good question. As far as Buddy's comments go, I did not ask him about this. Buddy was in town Sunday, and this was still kind of new. Things were breaking at this point. Paterno had not been charged or any of that, and Buddy is, I hate to say it, but Buddy Ryan, I'm not sure how much time he has left. He seems very frail. It's very unfortunate. He's very difficult to kind of understand. He doesn't finish his sentences. So I don't know what exactly Buddy would have to say. I can speak to the standpoint of some of the players in the Eagles locker room. I spoke to specifically players who played in the Big Ten against Joe Paterno coached teams at Penn State. Players like Brian Roll from Ohio State, who plays linebacker for the Eagles, and Brandon Graham, who is a defensive end from Michigan. They express pretty much what everybody's expressing, is just how sad the entire situation is, from the children that were abused to the everybody that's being implicated in this, and the cover-up that seemingly took place. It's just an overall sadness. And for the way things ended for an 84-year-old man in Joe Paterno, that this is how it had to end. But I was also struck by, I spoke to Brett Brackett, who the Eagles do not have a single player from Penn State on their roster until Tuesday when they signed Brett Brackett, a wide receiver who played at Penn State as recently as last year. He was signed to the practice squad. Excuse me. And he said that he was pretty cavalier in his attitude about the end of the line for Paterno, saying that his grandfather always talks about ends, the end of a career, the end of life, things like that happen. And it struck me then, and I put it on my radar to sort of pay attention to what other former Penn State players were saying. And over the last 24, 48 hours, I haven't heard a single player come to the defense of Joe Paterno. And you know, he helped make men out of thousands of teenage boys. You know, he helped mold them into the people that they are. And I understand that he's radioactive at this point, and, you know, people really don't know what his culpability is in this. Clearly, morally, he could have done more. Not a single person that I've seen or heard or talked to or read about has said anything in his defense. And that just strikes
me.
Let me
ask you this, and this will be our last question, and we'll let you go. You know, we saw the students, you know, rally for Coach Paterno out at Penn State right after the announcement. We saw the vandalism. We saw the rioting. But now, as the days go by, it seems like these students are finally getting it. It's not about the coaches. It's not about Joe Pa. It's about these children that have been, for better or worse, raped. It's about these children, and it seems like now maybe they didn't get it at first, but now they do.
Well, and I did hear that the students were planning a whiteout for the game before this all happened. You know, they do that occasionally for big games. They all dress in white and paint themselves white, et cetera. And I understand now that they're trying to get students to come dressed in blue, which I think is the international or the national child abuse color. You know, they attach colors to these things. And I think they're trying to have a blue out now to raise awareness of child abuse. So, yeah, I would say they are getting it. And, you know, that rioting that took place was, you know, Penn State's a campus of 40,000 people, and it was only about 2,000 that did it. So it's a very small percentage. Penn State may have erred in announcing the decision to do this at 10 o'clock at night when kids can go out, drink, and just have fun. And just, you know, I'm not sure these kids even really realized what they were doing. They were just out there. It was a recreational thing to do. We've all been to college, at least, you know, many of us have. And, you know, you're 18, 19, 20 years old, and it's, you know, you're just going to go out and do something stupid. So I think the majority of the campus understands what this is all about. And I think that may be reflected Saturday when Nebraska comes to town.
All right, Ed, I want to thank you for joining us today. Real quick, where can people find your work?
Philly Burbs. It's www.phillyburbs.com.
Any Twitter or Facebook stalkers?
Yes. Twitter is my last name, K-R-A-C-Z-E. Kratz-E.
Well, hey, I appreciate you joining us, and yeah, I'm looking at the website. I screwed it up. I did not put the E on it.
yeah, and Philly Burbs is the website. I just want to leave you with this too. As I was in a discussion today, real quick, about this situation at Penn State possibly being the number one sports story of all time, and we were trying to come up with, me and a few other writers were trying to come up with some of the other top stories, and this is, you know, food for thought for you guys and maybe your listeners. Is some of the others that brought up were the O.J. Simpson car chase, the white Bronco car chase years ago, the 1972 Olympic athletes that were kidnapped by the Israelis were kidnapped, the Tiger Woods scandal. You know, where do these all rank in the scheme of things? You know, is this the number one sports story of all time, this Penn State situation? You know, just throw it out there. Food for thought.
And definitely, I think it can probably rank right up there. Thanks a lot, Ed, and have a great weekend.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you.
You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Get access to affordable health care now. Are you a...
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Welcome back to the balance, the last half hour of our live portion of the balance / Gary Snyder Show right here on the Balance Radio Network. My name is Sal Mark with Sal Presidente. So glad that you could join us. And I tell you what an awesome conversation that we just had with Ed Kratz, Philadelphia Eagles beat writer for Calkins Media out there in the Philly Burbs. And it's very close to the source there in State College, Pennsylvania, and just a tragedy on how this has all unfolded. Unfortunately, we had a different direction that we wanted to go to today, with it being Veterans Day and 11/11/11, and really probably the anniversary of Veterans Day. So certainly, if you guys have a veteran that you want to thank, make sure that you do that. You can also do that on our website, GaryLSnyderShow.com, and www.thebalanceonline.com. Thanks to all the veterans, because I tell you what, if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't have the freedom to just sit here and talk, which is what we love to do so much. We're going to be joining back up with the Gary Snyder Show here in just a moment. Also is with us right now is Mr. Jimmy the intern, Jimmy Kavanaugh. How are you doing, sir?
Not bad at all, Tom. Great to be on the line here with you.
It's always good to be here, and we're going to really break down this this game coming up for IU. But more than anything, I want to talk about the game that they played last week. So, we'll get into that. One of the things I wanted to extract from you, that's my new word of the day, extract from you. Can I extract this from you, sir?
I'm a little suspicious. I don't know what you're going to be extracting. I'm kind of nervous.
I want to know your thoughts as a college student, and I know you don't go to Penn State. I know you go to IU. Obviously, you're a part of the Big Ten, and I'm sure that there's been conversations among students about this very situation. As a college student, same, maybe not the same people, but you guys are the same age, same group of people go to Penn State, they go to IU. Same type of people studying the same things for the most part. Choices in schools are different. What are college students talking about with this Penn State thing?
For the most part, the college students that I'm talking about are, you know, other sport communication people really well-versed in the sporting world. And most of them are saying, you know, what the national media has been saying. That Joe Paterno had to go. He had to go immediately. And, you know, they really put their foot down, put their pedal to the metal on that, and, you know, made a decision and went with it. Now, I actually wrote about 2,000 words on this subject. You can find that on iusport.com. Just an article that I wrote on it.
Hey, Jimmy, I really hate to interrupt you, but we're getting ready to join up with Gary.
Let's go for it.
Ha ha.
We're here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. We're here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Happy Veterans Day to all of the veterans out there, and thank you for your service. All right, we're joined now, Tom Marquis, and also joining us, Jimmy the intern, i.e. Jimmy Cavanaugh, our official IU football intern. But, hey, no IU football this weekend. At least they're not going to lose. Welcome.
Thank God, Gary. I mean, we got IU basketball this weekend. It's been a mini vacation. I'm, you know, taking a break from covering this team. There was no press conference on Tuesday, so I've just stayed around here. I've still been doing some work. I've done a podcast, a spree cast, and my radio show. Three things on Indiana basketball over the past week. But still, it's cutting back, and it's nice to put my feet up a little bit.
You know, and I'm getting a little irritated with the IU basketball people because I have sent them three emails and left two messages and nothing so far for our credentials for IU basketball for you.
I'll tell you what, Gary. J.D. Campbell, the media relations guy, he has a history. He's a nice guy, but he also doesn't take a lot of guff, and he's been known to be a little short with people. So I can find out about that one way or another. I wouldn't be holding out hope at this point if he hasn't gotten back to us. But, you know, sometimes it happens, and it is Indiana basketball. It's harder to get a hold of those than Indiana football. So hopefully I'll be able to inform the show of the basketball program to the best of my ability, get some credentials.
Well, hey, if you do talk to him, just drop one of the do you know who I am? Do you know who he is? Just drop that. That always works.
Do you know who I am? Yeah. I'll see what I can do. I'll see if that works.
Tom, welcome.
Hey, it's always good to be here, and especially with Jimmy the intern. We were just talking a little bit about the college student reaction and their reaction to the whole Penn State thing. And, you know, Jimmy was just telling us when we had to go to you when you cued me on your music, but he was just telling me about a blog that he had wrote, and that basically the sentiment is this, that Joe Paterno had to go. Jimmy, you can go ahead and finish now.
Well, I was just going to say, I wrote about 2,000 words on the subject because I was a little incensed. Personally, I agree that Joe Paterno had to go. I don't know if he had to go right now. And if he did have to go right now, I'm struggling to understand the point of them keeping the season going. Penn State came out and said today that the reason they fired Paterno was because of all the media backlash, and they were afraid that if they kept him employed, then the media firestorm would continue to grow and grow. So, I mean, right there, that's saying that, you know, it was the media that basically ended Paterno's job there. And that kind of irritates me because I know the media is coming out. They're saying, you know, good job us. They're patting themselves on the back. And I'm a member of the media now, so I have to be careful when I say this. But, you know, there are so many people who are patting themselves on the back on a situation that they really know next to nothing about. Really, next to nothing. There's very little testimony from Joe Paterno. He made one semi-public statement on the matter, and, you know, that's all it took for him to get ousted. This has been a witch hunt from the very beginning. He's gone now, and this is all coming in hindsight. But this reminds me too much of the Duke lacrosse case of a few years ago. Only Penn State was in no position to let things play out. They had to get rid of him, and it's a shame to see a career end this way.
Yeah, but Jimmy, you know, and I guess I'm going to take exception to this because when you read the indictment, when you hear that he was told and all he did was go to his superiors, no police were called. He knew what this guy was. He knew it. And the fact that the guy stayed on year after year after year, having access to the locker rooms, to the stadium, to the weight room, knowing what he was. I think this is the farthest thing from a witch hunt. And he's lucky he doesn't go to prison. Maybe he will, because he did go retain this attorney. But to know what you had on your coaching staff, not call the police when you were first told, is just unexcusable.
Well, Gary, just to jump in here really quick, I mean, I totally agree that if he did indeed know, then, you know, that's a problem. There's no way he should have been allowed to keep his job even as long as he was. But we don't know. We don't know anything right now, really. We think we know some stuff. But there are two lines of grand jury testimony from Joe Paterno, very vague lines that aren't clear really on much of anything. And, you know, beyond that, we don't know a whole lot. Paterno made a statement saying, in hindsight, he wishes he had done more. That can mean so many different things. There are so many degrees.
What could it mean? It means he knew and he did nothing. He went and told his boss instead of calling the police and saying, hey, I've got a pedophile on my staff. Come and throw him in prison. He has a pedophile on his staff. Hey, keep coming in and working out in my studio or my weight room. Hey, you still have access to everything here at the stadium. I don't think that statement has much ambiguity there. He knew he did nothing.
I'm going to be very interested to see what comes out in this, because when you guys were wondering if this is the biggest sports story ever, and I think that without a question it will be, because I'll tell you one thing right now. We're at the tip of the iceberg. We don't know anything right now. There's still stuff that's going to be coming out, and things might get very, very bad. I'm going to be interested to see how heavily Paterno is implicated in this, if indeed he is. The only thing that I take exception with is the fact that the media, without having a lot of facts, right now, they took a lot of things, they expanded upon a lot of things, and they assumed a lot of things, and the outrage as a result of that cost Paterno his job. There is a lot of irresponsible extrapolation that went on in the media, and that's the only thing in this entire situation, at least from that point of view, that's irritated me. I would have no problem if Paterno was fired after a thorough investigation, but this is the media saying you need to fire him, and Penn State not having the gumption or the wherewithal to be able to say no.
Well, first of all, it involves pedophilia. It involves a child sex predator on the staff walking through the locker rooms that most people knew about. And when you mention that we've only reached the tip of the iceberg, there's a lot more to come out. I can tell you this, Jimmy, it's not going to be good stuff that comes out. Everything that comes out from here on out is only going to be worse than what it is right now.
Yeah, and that's why I'm willing to wait and see. I mean, this is going to be something that levels Penn State. I mean, not from a standpoint of saying, you know, the university's over, but definitely from saying, you know, people are going to want to go here. This is a university that was built up by Joe Paterno and that football program. That football program is being torn to the studs right now. The school is being gutted, and there's no way that it's going to be able to bounce back immediately from this. If we're looking for a bright spot for Indiana football, IU's probably going to get a chance to win a couple games against Penn State here in the coming years. The negative side, of course, is that Penn State is going to be a steaming crater in the middle of Happy Valley by the time all this is said and done.
And nice. Jimmy comes through with, hey, we might get a couple wins in the next couple years. Nice. I like that.
Here's my thoughts, and obviously, you know, we could sit here and bounce things back, and I do agree with that. I think this is going to go down in history as one of the greatest sports stories of all time. Unfortunately, these great sports stories always seem to be of a negative nature. And you mentioned the Duke lacrosse things, and not that I'm not saying that it's one and the same per se, but here's the thing. Duke lacrosse, a bunch of frat guys at a party with girls who, you know, whatever, okay? Then they were all proven to be innocent anyway. Now, remember, we're talking about college kids grown, partying, doing things that college kids do. And, Jimmy, if you need an education on that, I'll talk to you about that off the air. Where the difference is... Where the difference is, these were young kids that weren't at the age of knowing what's going on, maybe didn't even realize that were going on. And what makes it worse, they were enrolled in Second Mile, and that whole foundation was designed to help kids, and it turns out it was nothing more, or at least this is my opinion, this is not a factual thing to support this, but this was nothing more than a front for a child predator, and we have people just turning their heads basically, and I hate to use this analogy because it's an awful analogy, but it's like the daughter going and telling the mom about the stepdad and the mom refusing to believe it because she's so in love with her husband. The thing is, maybe when I say in love, I don't mean in the gay homosexual way, but I just mean maybe paternal did not realize what was really going on. But there's parents that came to them and told him that this stuff had gone on. This wasn't one incident, one time. This was several incidents that happened over several years, whereas the lacrosse thing was one incident, one time, one party, a bunch of drunk college kids, and it couldn't get sorted out.
But, all right, guys, we have to break here, right here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Hello, this is Gunner from the Ice House. Recently, as you know, my father, Steve Rosalie, better known as the Iceman, passed away, leaving a big hole in our community. Some of our good friends spoke with Connie and myself about a scholarship fund in my dad's name at the Community Foundation. And since Dad touched so many lives of the people in the community of Marion, Connie and I can think of no better way to honor him than to create a fund that will carry on his tradition of giving back. If you'd like to participate, please make your donations out to the Community Foundation with Rosalie in the memo line. We want to thank you in advance for your participation, and as my dad would always say, thank you, friends.
We can't preheat the oven for you, but WBAT can be a radio.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
All right, welcome back to the Balanceless Gary Snyder Show. As we go into the very last part of our live portion of the show, happy Veterans Day, veterans. So glad that you guys paid the price, are paying the price, are making the sacrifice for us, every last one of us. We owe it to you, and thank you. I don't know. I'm not – I can't put it into words. I just want to tell you, to all my fellow veterans, to my son, to everybody across the nation who served, and you know, those who have paid the ultimate price as well. Thank you. Thank you very much. We're going to be joining up with Gary Snyder Show, 1400 WBAT, along with Jimmy the Intern, talking about Penn State, talking about some college football. And so here soon we'll see what else is up the sleeve on the last 5 minutes of the live portion of the show. Remember, tomorrow, that's right, 9 a.m., College Gridiron, right here on the Balance Radio Network. And I think we might be able to get Jimmy the Intern back on with us. And obviously, we've got Fantasy Football Huddle tomorrow.
We're going to talk about the Colts in Jacksonville. We're going to talk about the Carrier Classic. So keep it right here on the Balance Radio Network.
Left boy, come back man. Still many just don't understand about the reasons we are free. I can't forget the look in his eyes or the tears he cried.
We are back here on the Gary Snyder Show on a Veterans Day edition. Happy Veterans Day out there to all of your veterans. All right, guys, we're running a little short on time. We need to wrap it up. Real quick, Jimmy, anything you want to add before we let you go here?
Same stuff as ever for doing plugs. So just check out work on iusport.com, wiux.org. In general, IU basketball playing the home opener tonight. Cody Zeller gets his first career start at Assembly Hall. It's going to be a great time.
And how are the Hoosiers in about 30 seconds looking so far?
So far, so good. Everybody looks better than they were last year, which is good because they were 12-20 last year. But, you know, they look decent. They look like a good team. I think they have room for improvement. But I think this is a team that can get anywhere between 16 and 20 wins this year.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Jimmy, and have a great weekend. Tom, any closing parting thoughts here?
Obviously, you know, Coach Green, you're going to be greatly missed there in Marion and across the state of Indiana. Our thoughts and prayers go out to you. And, again, a salute, a special salute to all of our veterans.
And where can people find your work, Tom?
Obviously right here on the Balance Radio Network. Stay tuned for hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show, as heard right here on 1400 WBAT on web, www.thebalanceonline.com. Follow us on Twitter, T-Balance, or on Facebook, The Balance.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Are you still with us, Jimmy?
Yes, I am.
Gary just has a way. He's like a one night stand. He just says goodbye. I'm done. I'm getting dressed. I'm out of here. Hey, real quickly, and I'll let you go here. We're gonna jump into the hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show. As heard on 1400 WBAT. The Carrier Classic. What are your thoughts? An aircraft carrier in a ball game. Any thoughts on that?
I really want to see one of the players get pissed off about the wind at some point. I really want the wind to just, like, take a couple of free throws and, you know, toss it into the ocean and piss Tom Izzo off. But, you know, really, it's a really cool idea. North Carolina's a great team. Michigan State's a great program. I think there are no better squads that I would ask for to be an ambassador in this kind of game. And I think it's going to be really cool to watch. If I weren't going to the IU game tonight, this would be must-see television for me.
Must-see. Now, does IU make it to the tournament this year?
Maybe. I would put those chances at between 15 and 20%. I don't think it's likely that they make it to the NCAA tournament. I think it's very, very likely they make the NIT. And if they don't make the NIT, it's a disappointment. Maybe 20% is a little too small, but I wouldn't say more than 30, 35. I'd say they're much more likely to make the NIT.
If they don't, is Coach Green's future in jeopardy?
I think it's in jeopardy. I don't think he gets fired because of that 2012 class. But he's put himself a little bit behind the eight ball. If he underachieves this year with this squad, he's really behind the eight ball, and he would need to win pretty big next year with those freshmen, because that's just the position that he'll put himself in. He's got a lot of experienced guys. His team is more experienced. He's got upperclassmen now. They need to show it on the floor.
All right, Jimmy, the intern, buddy. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, so what time?
I'll send you a text, buddy.
All right, cool.
All right. Jimmy the intern. He goes, what time are you going to wake me up? Jimmy the intern. He's classic. Hey, welcome to the Balance Veterans. You know what? I cannot begin to thank you enough for all of your service, those that have served and are currently served. My hats go off to you. It's because of you. I mean, heck, I get to sit here and talk on the radio. How cool is that? Thank you, veterans. You made it possible for me. I owe you big.
When you want no holds barred talk, you want the Gary Snyder Show, weekdays from 3 to 6 here on WBAT Marion.
My whole Saturday and Sunday too. I was thinking about ways not to lose. Lay down my weapons is what I've done. But too late to hide, feet too soft to run. But people say I'm the luckiest man. And yeah, they say running is useless, fighting is foolish. You're not gonna win, but still you're the luckiest.
We're back on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. All right, as we have been doing for the first hour of the show, we've been taking your phone calls. If you want to thank a veteran, you can give us a call at 765-662-1400. I've thanked all the veterans in my family. And again, we would be more than happy to have you call in and thank a veteran, just in general or a specific veteran. It's up to you. 765-662-1400. Before we get to our guest, yes, we have a guest. He's not really a guest. He's a co-host, Tom Marquis. I need to read this for you. It's very important. Winter, yes, winter is rapidly approaching. You can feel the nip in the air today. Time is running out to get that much-needed work done on your home. Got a leaky roof or storm damage? Call Dominion Home Builders now at 317-523-8414. Dominion Home Builders is an honest, top-notch general contractor serving Central, East Central, and North Central Indiana. Call them today, 317-523-8414. That's 317-523-8414. Or you can go online at dhbindiana.com. Dominion Home Builders, structurally sound, distinguished by excellence. Now, if you cannot remember that, I know that's quite a bit. All you really need to do is visit GaryLSnyder.com. It is literally the center of the political and sports universe. Find stories of interest, sports stories, sports previews, political commentary, who's going to be on the show, who's not, who's been on the show. Basically, you can find just about anything there at GaryLSnyder.com. Plus, you're only a click away from any of our sponsors. All right, welcome, Tom.
Welcome and happy Veterans Day to you as well, and to all the veterans out there who are listening. A much, much better day to talk about than 1111.
You know, I was walking through the House earlier today, and they had a big countdown, I think, on Fox News. So I did realize the 11, 11, 11 at 11, 11, 11 today. I did notice it. It didn't feel any different than any other time, though.
No. Well, supposedly this only happens like once in a bizarre amount of time. The last time it happened was obviously 11-11, 19-11. And here in Indiana, obviously, there was a lot of severe weather factors. And ironically enough, 11-11-11, 19-11, was actually Armistice Day, I believe, which was the original Veterans Day, so which makes this Veterans Day even more special because this is actually kind of pretty much the original or the recognition, anyway, of the original Armistice Day, which we now know as Veterans Day.
Ended World War One.
Ended World War One.
Well, happy Veterans Day to you, Tom. You were, what, U.S. Army, correct?
Yeah, I was a U.S. Army communications officer with the 82nd Airborne. I was there for 11 years on active, 8 years active, 3 years reserves, I'm sorry. Did my ROTC at Indiana University while I was getting my bachelor's degree. And my son is currently serving in the Marines at Cherry Hill, North Carolina.
All right. Well, as we have all our first hour today, we are taking phone calls for people who want to wish someone a happy Veterans Day. And we'll do this again for about the next 15 minutes or so if you want to call in. 765-662-1400 and wish someone a happy Veterans Day. Our lineup for the rest of the day, pretty simple. At the bottom of the hour, we have Cliff Tanner, one of the co-hosts of RadioSpeedTalk.com. NASCAR is wrapping up. Thank goodness. You didn't hear me say that, though. And he will preview this week's Chase race. Probably a little bit of talk about, I don't know, one of the Wallace brothers. I don't know. I guess I should pay more attention. It's just so hard. It's NASCAR. What do you expect? And then at next hour, we have Ed Kratz. Is that, did I say his name right, Tom?
Yeah, Kratz, right.
And he is the Philadelphia Eagle beat writer for Calkins Media, but he also has an interest in Penn State, and he will give us a call and talk about the Penn State child sex scandal. I think that's the name that all the news organizations are flashing. Is that correct?
I'm partial to
child rape scandal.
I don't even want to call it a scandal. When you refer to scandal, you often think about things that may or may not be true. Like if you think about a sex scandal, i.e. Monica Lewinsky, which turned out to be true, it was kind of scandalous. Watergate, scandalous. This is just outright criminal activity, and it's a child predator who, you know, and I'm looking at these pictures, and I understand nobody knew it, but it's just amazing to see these pictures of him being hoisted up in the air by football players, and I'm just amazed. And believe me, I'm working on my sources to try to nail down some people that can really give us an insight to who may have knew about this. Because you got to look at these Penn State coaches, starting with the head coach, Jopo, all the way down. These guys are lifers, and they've been together for a long time. Their families hung out together. They went to church together. They worked together. There's no way that this was not known. This was a child predator that no one wanted to accept the facts of, and they turned their head to it, and it's all crashing down. And I'm curious to see corporately and financially how this is going to affect Penn State as far as their corporate sponsors and all that. Obviously, we'll get into that with our guest at 4:30. But yeah, absolutely. And I know that Mike McQuarrie has just recently been placed on administrative leave. He is not going to be able to go to the game on Saturday against Nebraska,
a lot of this for his safety. He's gotten a lot of death threats and so forth, and he's a key witness for the prosecution, and of course, on one of the accounts. Of course, there's many other accounts, and I think that there's an outraged community there that says, you know, you knew about it. You're the guy that came in the shower and saw this going on, and you're the one that just said, I'm just gonna tell somebody about it. So I think there's a lot of outraged people about it. So he's just been placed on administrative leave, and he also will not be able to attend the game. So I think there's going to be a lot of toilet flushing.
It should be really interesting. We have to take a quick break, Tom. We'll be right back on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
1400 WBAT. Drop off stuffed animals at Ray Harris Chrysler Jeep RV, Medicap Pharmacy, via credit unions with 3 Marion locations and in Gas City, and New Market in South Marion and Gas City. Help a child smile this Christmas.
Newmarket's Super Friday and Saturday sale. Ground chuck, $1.99 a pound, limit 2 with purchase. T-bone steak, $4.99 a pound, limit 2 with purchase. Boneless, skinless chicken breast, $1.99 a pound. Farm fresh turkey, 69 cents a pound, limit 1 with purchase. Bottom round roast, $3.69 a pound. Bananas, 44 cents a pound. Pepsi, 24-pack, 2 for $11. Super chill, 2 liters, 79 cents. Eckridge bologna or hot dogs, buy one, get one. Stone Ridge ice cream, buy one, get one. Bakery fresh pumpkin pie, 2 for $5. Jack's pizza, 4 for $10, and much more only at Newmarket.
Every day, there are thousands of news types out there spouting off just to hear themselves talk. Or should I call them news hypes? Avoid the talk show drama queen by listening to Good Morning Grant County and the Gary Snyder Show weekdays on WBAT. Our focus is others, the people we interview, and you, with your highly valued opinion. The Gary Snyder Show, 3 to 6 p.m. and Good Morning Grant County, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 1400 WBAT. We keep you informed.
For every passing play, every running play, every win, and every loss, there is one man making all the calls. Get ready to dig deep into this week's game and relive all of last week's plays. It's Real Talk About Your Team with Inside Ivy Football with head coach Kevin Wilson.
Join us Monday nights at 7:05 for the Inside IU Football Show with Kevin Wilson. We are your IU football connection in Grant County, WBAT.
Hey guys, this is Tony Cannon, and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show, the best in town.
If I get murdered in the city, go read the letter in my desk. Don't worry with all my belongings, no. But pay attention to the list. Make sure my daughter knows I loved her. Make sure her mother knows the same. Always remember there is nothing worth sharing like the love that let us share our name.
All right, back on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. We do have a caller who wants to wish some people a happy Veterans Day. Caller, your name, and who do you want to wish a happy Veterans Day to?
Well, my name's Andy, and I'd like to wish the Veterans Honor Guard a very happy Veterans Day. There's a little story that goes behind it. I went to a funeral here at the VA not very long ago, and it was just an acquaintance that I really knew, but it was they showed up and did, you know, the 20 salute, and he had no family there. There was just myself and my sister was the only two people that showed up for his funeral, and he was that old, and it was really, and they told me that happens a lot, so it was really kind of eye opening that we're losing our veterans, and that really no one's there to mourn or the loss. So that's really all I wanted to say.
All right. Well, hey, thanks a lot, and thanks for giving us a call, and thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And again, if you want to call in, we are taking your phone calls. If you want to call in and wish a veteran a happy Veterans Day, 765-662-1400. Before we get back to Tom, I've got to tell you about Schaefer's Indiana Turf. There we go. They're just up the road in Fort Wayne, and they are the place to go. This is probably outdated for all of your mowing needs, which I'm looking outside. I don't know if that's relevant. But you can bet, though, they do have the new Ariens Snow Throw snow blowers that are there for all of your snow removal needs. Plus, they still have the Dixie choppers, and you can put a blade on the front of those things and remove a lot of snow. I mean, a lot of snow. So, all right, Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929, and if you're doing the math, that is over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Huntington, Marion, and the surrounding area. They carry all the top brands, Ariens Snow Throw Snow Blowers, Gravely Hustler and Dixie Chopper Mowers, and they even have the Echo Chainsaws and Leaf Blowers. And keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Give them a call, 260-489-3391. You can visit their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road, just up the highway in Fort Wayne. Or visit them on the web at indianaturf.com. And remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. And if you cannot remember all this, I'm going to reiterate over and over and over. GaryLSnyder.com, the center. And I'll come up with a tag. If you have a tagline for this, you can give me a call, 765-662-1400. GaryLSnyder.com, the center of the sports and political universe. Plus, you're a click away from all of our sponsors here on the Gary Snyder Show. All right, Tom, do you have a veteran, I guess, that you want to thank other than yourself?
Well, thank you to me.
Pat yourself on the back. Hey, I already did. I went out and got my free Applebee's on today.
Actually, you know what? The list is absolutely numerous. The closest people to me is my son, who's already had one term in Afghanistan and is preparing to go back again. And he is out in North Carolina until November. He just got back from Yuma, Arizona, for 6 months there. He just had a baby. He's home till November 22nd, and he goes out to 29 Palms, California, where he'll be there for about a year. He won't be able to be with his family, and it's still up in the air on whether or not he'll have another term in Afghanistan. So, you know, as we approach the holidays, it's rough. And so, yeah, a special thanks to my son. I've been trying to get a hold of him today to see if I could get him to call in. I talked with him this morning, and he had to see what his schedule was. I haven't heard from him. And so, obviously, he doesn't dictate his schedule. The U.S. Marines does. My grandfather, who's passed away, served in World War II, served in both theaters, the German theater and the Pacific theater. My uncle was in the Vietnam War. Just numerous people through church and obviously various different people that I have come in contact with over the years. Happy Veterans Day to them and to those that I've never met before. That, you know, the thing about it is, I saw a quote and I actually posted it and tweeted it. It said that freedom isn't free, but the United States Marine paid a good chunk of that price. And that's because it's obviously their birthday, their anniversary, and, you know, my son's in the Marines. So I pay attention a lot to the Marine Corps. But, you know, not only the Marines, but everybody, all the way down to the Coast Guard, National Guard, and Reserves, they all pay the price, Gary, that you and I can sit here and talk. I mean, that just is absolutely the greatest freedom of all is the freedom of speech and the freedom to bear arms.
All right, and again, if you have a veteran that you want to thank, we'll take your phone calls through the bottom of the hour. Caller, do you have a veteran that you want to thank?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead. Give us your name, and who do you want to thank?
My name is Phyllis, and I want to thank my grandson, Justin Lewis, for his service and all of his crew. He's out of New River at Camp Lejeune, and they're in the Mediterranean. We don't know if they're in Libya, Africa, or Greece. And he has a new baby that he hasn't seen. He has a 4-year-old. that he hasn't seen since March, and a loving wife, and I just want to thank them for their service.
Now, I take it he's a Marine?
What?
Is he in the Marines?
Marine, yes, yes. He's been in since June of 03.
Anybody else you want to thank?
My cousin for his service in the Navy. And my husband and my brother, who have expired, were both in the Army. And numerous other people. And all the veterans in the VA in Marion, or any VA.
Well, hey, thanks a lot for thanking those veterans, and thanks a lot for listening today.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. I mean, this has been a pretty popular segment, Tom.
And it always is. And, you know, when it touches the hearts of our family members, I mean, I think that those are the real heroes. And the thing about it, my son included, the last thing they want to do is be called a hero. And, you know, I always love looking at these older men in the VFW hats. You know, it means more than anything to them. Just go up to them if you feel the need, and just go up to them and shake their hand and say thank you. Believe me, that's the greatest thing they could ever receive.
Now, and again, we still have a few minutes left. If you want to call in and thank a veteran, 765-662-1400. I did go into Applebee's today. Went in a little early. Thinking hopefully we could get in and get out, but it was already packed by the time we got there. And to be honest, this is probably the first time that I've ever went in and taken advantage of anything like this. I was just really hungry. But, you know, there were a lot of older veterans there. I mean, matter of fact, most of them were very old. But as we're sitting there waiting the 20 minutes or so before we got our seat, you could hear all these veterans sitting around telling some of these old war stories to one another, and that was a pretty cool sitting there listening to what some of them had to say.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, a lot of stories they don't want to tell, but I tell you what, it is fascinating to hear a lot of the old-timers tell the stories, because war was a different time then. And, you know, we're in a nation of war now, but we're in a different war, a different enemy. And obviously the Vietnam War era would tell you it's completely different than World War II. And if you're lucky enough to find someone that was in, you know, the World War I or something like that, you know, the stories that they could tell, I'm sure, is completely different. And you know, I was in the first Gulf War, and the stories my son tells me and talks to me about, you know, it's a brotherhood. And I don't care if you're in the Air Force, the Marines, or whatever it is. Whenever I meet somebody that I know they were in the military, we instantly connect. And you don't ever have to meet that person or ever talk to them again. But to know that you guys serve together, that's a brotherhood that only a few people share. And, you know, it's something special.
All right, we're going to have to end at least this segment on the phone calls. And if you want to chime in, maybe we'll have an opportunity to open the phone lines up a little bit again later. We have Cliff Tanner coming on, host of Radio Speed Talk, here in a few. If you want to go to GaryLSnyder.com and leave Thank a Veteran underneath the write-up for today's show, you can do that. You can go to Facebook.com/GarySnyderShow. Leave a Thank a Veteran on the show wall there. Or just go to Facebook.com/1400WBAT, and you can Thank a Veteran there too. And maybe we'll have a little bit of time later on in the show to continue this conversation. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Get your holiday groove on with a wonderful series of events coming to Marion. Don't miss the Christmas City Parade on Saturday, November 19th. The Walkway of Lights opens that weekend and runs through December 31st. Bring your friends and family out for one of Marion's real treasures. And on November 28th, don't miss the Christmas City Chorus presenting a Victorian Caroling Christmas at the Shiloh Conference Center. Happy Holidays! This message is brought to you by the Grant County Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Hello, this is Jess Allenball, Development Officer at Indiana Wesleyan University. Won't you be an angel and help the Salvation Army with their Angel Tree program this holiday season? Simply stop by Center Court at Five Points Mall or this radio station at 820 South Pennsylvania Street and pick up the name of a child whose wish is on the card for you to purchase a gift. The gifts you give will make your Christmas a lot brighter. Be an angel to a child in need in our community this holiday season. Help the Salvation Army's Angel Tree program. Thank you and God bless.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. After 40, your body's testosterone level may start to drop, but there is something you can do. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy normal levels. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-784-8930. That's 1-800-784-8930. Call 1-800-784-8930.
You can call it Trading Post. You can call it Tell and Sell. You can even call it Tradio. Most of all, you can call it Weekday Mornings on 1400 WBAT. Actually, we call it the Swap Shop. It's your free way to sell, buy, trade, and give away items, as well as promote rummage, yard, and garage sales. The Swap Shop is sponsored by Home Healthcare Associates. Call 662-1400 or email, fax, mail, or drop off your information for the Swap Shop on 1400 WBAT.
I'm so glad I went to Wesleyan Health and Rehab. Well, I got my sizzle back, feel like a kid again, even going surfing this weekend with the grandkids.
Those grandkids just have you going everywhere, Bob.
I even got my friends asking how they can get their sizzle back.
Well, I can help with that, Bob. Just tell them to call me at Wesleyan Health and Rehab, 674-3371, or come see me at 729 West 35th Street in Marion.
All right, Stephanie, meet you at the beach. Bring your surfboard. I got mine all waxed up, ready to go.
Bringing local news to Gaff City, Jonesboro, and all of Grant County. We are 1400 WBAT.
From the 1400 WBAT newsroom, I'm Weston Lee. Bill Green, who led Marion to 5 state championships and himself won a record 6 state titles, passed away last night at his home in Florida. Green led Marion to state titles in 1975, 76, 1985, 86, and 87. Again, legendary coach Bill Green has passed away at his home in Florida. And a jury in Tennessee has convicted the step-grandfather of a Kokomo boy in connection with his death earlier this year, but not on the most serious charge against him. 33-year-old Rashi Brisbane was charged with murder and aggravated child abuse in connection with the death of 16-month-old Kamari Clark of Kokomo. The jury convicted Brisbane of the child abuse charge, but could not reach a verdict on the murder charge. The judge declared a mistrial on the murder charge, but it's unlikely he'll be tried again since he was convicted on the other count. The step-grandfather was accused of severely shaking the boy, causing fatal head injuries. The boy died in June, just weeks after going to Tennessee to live with his grandparents. Brisbane faces 15 to 25 years in prison when he's sentenced on the child abuse conviction. And the Huntington City Council has voted not to change several current yield signs around the city into stop signs. The vote was unanimous to table the proposal indefinitely, though it's not likely to be considered again anytime soon. The Huntington Police Chief proposed changing 41 current yield signs to stop signs, but the council rejected the proposal, saying each site on the list needs to be studied to see if they are really needed. And a Muncie man has been charged with selling and using cocaine in front of his young children. Police say 30-year-old Stephen Ray Hunter sold cocaine to an undercover officer while two of his three children who were under the age of 6 were in the same room. Police say Hunter apparently used and sold drugs in front of his kids on a regular basis. From the 1400 WBAT newsroom, I'm Weston Lee. The 1400 WBAT forecast for the rest of today, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool. Highs around 48. Tonight, clear and cold, lows around 35. Saturday, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer, highs around 60. Saturday night, increasing cloudiness, windy, not as cold, lows around 48 degrees. You're listening to 1400 WBAT, your connection for sports, news, and information.
It's Fred Thompson, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
See you already, cool.
back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Here in just a second, we'll have Cliff Tanner on, co-host of RadioSpeedTalk.com. But joining us right now is the sports director here at WBAT, Jim Brunner. Welcome, and I just ask you to come on here real quick and say a few words about Bill Green passing away.
Yeah, really a sad story. This just hit us all within the last hour. Apparently, late last night, Bill Green passing away in his winter home down in Florida. Coach Green, of course, is the all-time winningest coach when it comes to state championships here in Indiana. He won 6 state titles, 5 at Marion, 1 at Indianapolis. Washington, his last title coming actually 25 years ago this season. I had talked to Coach within the last month, Gary. He was really excited about the Hall of Fame honoring that 3-peat team in 87 this coming March. We were trying to get as many of the players back as we could get back to be honored as the Hall of Fame does each and every year. And certainly it will be sad not to have him at that ceremony. I know Lyndon Jones and Kyle Persinger and the group were really going to be working hard on trying to get all the members of the 87 team to attend that function. So it will certainly be sad not having a coach with us. Bill has been suffering for a number of years from a condition that had come up about 20 years ago when his family doctor, Dr. Bragg, had discovered some circulatory problems, but had done a miraculous job of getting through all that. And last time I talked to Bill, which was about a month ago, he was still playing golf 6 days a week. So up into his mid-70s when he passed away yesterday, he still was living like a man of 21. So I'm certainly sure if he was sitting here, he could tell you that he lived as many great years as he possibly could cram into his lifetime. And right now leaves us with more state championships than any basketball coach in the history of Indiana.
Now, obviously, you're an important part of Marion, the Marion sports scene and Marion basketball. What's a lot loss like this due to a community like Marion?
Well, what is certainly sad is Billy Shepherd this year was really reaching out, trying to bring back as much of the tradition as possible. You know, yes, the Giants have won one state championship in the last 25 years, but I was just running some numbers today as I get ready for the start of the basketball season, less than 2 weeks away. And, you know, Marion has made 10 trips to the state finals in the past 40 years. Nobody's even close to that. This is still the over the past half century the most tradition-rich basketball program in the state of Indiana. And Coach Shepherd was doing everything in his power in the off season to try to start bringing back some of that tradition. And I know he had reached out and just recently had lunch with Coach Green and Coach Colescott, who were the architects of the great rebuilding of this program in the mid to late 60s and, of course, into the 70s, 80s, and 90s. So he will sorely be missed, but certainly well thought of by everybody who knew him. Just a wonderful man and obviously an incredible basketball coach.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Thank you, Gary.
All right. There you heard it, Jim Brunner talking about the passing of former Marion Giants basketball coach Bill Green. All right, I'm going to shift gears here just a little bit. I know that is kind of a somber moment, but we're going to go right on to our next guest, Cliff Tanner. He is one of the co-hosts of RadioSpeedTalk.com. Cliff, welcome.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. A couple of things. First of all, thank you to all the veterans out there for what you've done. I know you've been doing that on the show today. And I got to tell you, man, that's sad news. Bill Green, man, I used to love to watch that guy coach when I was a kid in winning those championships. So sad news, but a great guy. So
let me before we get right to you here, let me ask, Tom, you have any comment on this?
On Bill Green?
Yeah.
Not really direct comments. I mean, obviously he's one of the greatest high school basketball coaches of all time. I don't think you can't talk about Indiana basketball without talking about Bill Green. So obviously that's a I had no idea that he was sick like that. I was listening to the newscast in my headset here and I heard it, and I was like, did I just hear that? And then you interrupted, so.
You know, that's the first time that I had heard it, too. And, you know, Jim Brunner is just down the hallway. So I just sent him a quick text asking to come down here and say a few words. Since I mean, he is literally the voice of Marion basketball for the last 30 years. All right, let's get right to our next guest. Shift gears a little bit, but Cliff Tanner, where are we at this weekend, and where are we at in the chase? Let's start with Smokes win last week. Him and Carl Edwards. It looks like this is going to go right down to the finish.
Well, yeah, definitely looks like it's set up for a two-man race. Although with Phoenix, a lot of the problems in the wrecking has been going on in practice and stuff. They could be a wild card. It could be interesting. I mean, you've got Kevin Harvick at 33 points out and Kenseth at 38. And although Tony is only three behind Carl Edwards, if they have a big mess like they're talking possibly could happen this weekend, we could see a huge mix-up in points.
Now, you know, heading into this is what, the second to the last race of the season?
Yes, sir. This will be the second to the last.
Talk a little bit, and I'm sorry, the name escapes me. I don't have it written down, and unless I have it written down, I could play Rick Perry at any point, and I am here. But one of the drivers was suspended or not let to race last weekend because of purposely crashing someone. Talk a little bit about that, since we have not had a chance to talk since that happened.
Well, I'll tell you what, Kyle Busch, he's always been known as the bad boy of racing, and I've even defended the guy after interviewing him several times. He really is a good competitor, but he really stepped over bounds last Friday night in the truck race. He felt like Ron Hornaday had kind of booted him a little bit and tried to wreck him on purpose, but he really didn't. So he got a little mad and retaliated on the caution lap. And literally pushed him until he ran into the wall, and they smacked in himself, damaging both cars. And from what I understand, Ron Hornaday was had a little bit of a problem getting out of the truck. But again, malicious, stupid, and NASCAR came down, parked him immediately for the truck race, and then they came back on Saturday, announced that nationwide and Sprint he was done. And then on they announced he got a whopping $50,000. Fine, and the rest of the year on suspension, which was a whopping two races. Kind of disappointed in NASCAR and Joe Gibbs, but, you just can't be using a car like that, especially in caution. Just because you're mad at somebody, you're going to put him into a wall. And here's a guy, that a lot of people look up to, and, he even lost his sponsorship for the rest of this year. So, sad, unfortunate incident, but I think everybody should have given him a little bit harsher penalty.
Was he a factor in the chase heading into this race?
Nah, he really wasn't. He was in seventh place, and if he could have had some good runs, but everybody would have been kind of bad. He was at the beginning. Obviously, he started at the top tied, but he kind of went down. And again, he claimed that he was wrecked for the four last races, and then what happened Friday night, and it just got retaliated. But he's definitely gone now. I mean, when you sit up and get 0 points. And he's, one of the three drivers that is mathematically eliminated. So,
Tom, you have something for Cliff?
I know we want to talk about the championship race. We want to talk about Edwards and Stewart, and I certainly don't want to detract from that. But I am absolutely baffled at the fact that Joe Gibbs still retains Busch as a driver. This is a guy, we're just coming off of Dan Weldon, and I understand two different types of accidents. But if that doesn't tell a driver, hey, I don't need to cause a wreck and push somebody into wall, I don't care if it's the Truck Series, the Nationwide Series, or the Sprint Car Series. And I understand M&M said their thing, okay, for the rest of the season, we're going to pull our sponsor. Okay, he had to set for over the week. It's like sending a kid to their room with the TV and say, oh, you can't watch TV. I mean, absolutely, and this isn't the first problem we've had. I mean, I understand that, when we look at Tony Stewart, for example, Tony Stewart has had his problems with Gibbs, ironically enough. But when you look at purposely, at least to my knowledge, I don't ever remember, and maybe you can correct me on this if I'm wrong, but I don't ever remember, and I know Tony Stewart has had plenty to say to people out of the car and maybe, did inappropriate language and stuff on the radio and this and that. Tony's no angel. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, in light of what's happened with Dan Weldon and everything else, he should not even be allowed to be in a car, period. Joe Gibbs should have fired him. I guess I'm just shocked. I want to talk a little bit more about why he still even has a job.
Well, I've got to tell you, you know, I'm with you there. I've written what, three blogs on it now, and I've lost a lot of respect for Joe Gibbs for that reason. And you're right with the Dan Weldon situation. Now, granted, you know, quote unquote, it was under caution, not a big deal. It doesn't matter. He's still most aggressive guy. He's still got a little bit of hurt. But yeah, some guy like that, you know, as far as I'm concerned, he should have been fired. He should have been suspended the rest of this year and put on probation for 2 or 3 years if they even let him back in a car. And it just goes to show you, you know, if you got talent in any sport, doesn't matter. If you got people backing you, you're going to make it, bottom line. But we got to remember, too, you know, Carl Edwards did that to Brad Keselowski 3 years ago, and he didn't get nothing for it. So, you know, how do you look at that? And it, just because it was Kyle, maybe that's why he got punished so much.
Hey, Cliff, Cliff, can you, I'm so used to talking to Pete. Cliff, can you hold on to a quick break?
Sure.
All right, you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Every year for the past 12 years, I've made a donation to the United Way of Grant County. Hello, this is Jennifer Lane Riefler, Executive Director of Cancer Services of Grant County, and I contribute to the United Way because of what United Way does for this community. We provide services to many agencies for all walks of life, for all age groups, and I believe in the United Way, and I believe in Cancer Services of Grant County and the rest of the organizations. Please give to the United Way. Thank you.
Sunday night, the rivalry is renewed when Tom Brady and the Patriots take on Rex Ryan's Jets. Hi, this is Dave Sims of Westwood One. Join James Lofton and me for all the action from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth at the Meadowlands. Will New England grab a season sweep and gain a huge leg up in repeating as AFC East champs? Or will New York defend its home turf? Patriots, Jets. If it's Sunday night football, it's right here.
Hear the battle, 7:30 Sunday night on 1400 WBAT.
This is Scott Dixon from Team Ganassi. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.
We're back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. And if you are just joining us, we are talking with co-host of RadioSpeedTalk.com, Cliff Tanner. All right, where are we racing at this weekend, Cliff?
Well, we're in Phoenix. The track has been repaved, and the guys were kind of excited about it, but they get out there, and apparently they can't find a second groove, so it's going to be hard passing. There's been some issues and a few accidents going on in practice so far. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. You look at Tony and Carl. If those guys can stay out of trouble and stay towards the top, it's still going to be a good battle. I think what we're going to see is it's going to be last man standing come at Homestead on the last week of the season.
Go ahead, Tom. Well, obviously, I just made mention, obviously, you've got the good and the bad, I guess. You've got the black hat cowboy and the white hat cowboy, Carl Edwards, which is your poster child for, you know, being very well polished. And then you have Tony Stewart, who we just talked about, who's had his issues. And do you think that those are the two that they're going to be, basically a shootout at the OK Corral, metaphorically speaking? Or do you think maybe somebody else will make a slip in there and neither one of those guys will get the championship?
Well, I really find it hard to believe that it's not going to be one of those two. There is an outside chance of that. Those guys are sitting at 3 and 4. You got Kevin Harvick again in third, and you've got Matt Kenseth in fourth. And you know, if either one, Tony or Carl, has a bad day and those two guys have a good day, I mean, they could close the points, but I still think unless something happens where either Carl or Tony are way out of the race right up front, the other guy's not, yeah, you're going to see, I'm guessing, about a 5 to 10 point difference coming into Homestead on the last week. But I got to ask you this question, since you said it that way with the white and the black hat cowboy, do you really consider Carl Edwards a white hat guy?
I guess when you put it in contrast and you put him side by side in every cowboy movie, you got to have a good guy and a bad guy. I would put the black hat on Tony Stewart as opposed to Carl Edwards. But yeah, I guess that he has his faults as well.
Sorry, I couldn't resist. That was a pretty good one. So
no problem.
Well, yeah, I think it's going to be a great. I think it's going to be a great shootout, and I really do believe in my heart that it's going to be between those two guys in the next two races. So. You know, like I said, you never know what's going to happen with the points the way it is nowadays, and, you know, with the way Phoenix is, and nobody's really got that track down quite yet. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
So what can we expect coming into this race in Phoenix, you know, do the first two drivers, Edwards and Smoke, take it easy? You know, how do they race these races here in Phoenix and going into Homestead?
Well, you know, a lot of that's got to do, Gary, quite honestly, is how they qualify. Obviously, they're going to qualify towards the front. They're going to be okay. Towards the back, they might want to kind of watch it for, you know, the first quarter of the race just to make sure there's not going to be, quote-unquote, the big one with all the slipping going on. But I really don't see either one of them being the competitors that they are really going to take, you know, and lay back. I think both of them are going to race hard unless, you know, again, we start seeing a lot of slipping and sliding going on. The car's not handling right, and we've got people whacking all over the wall, then we might have an issue.
Anything else, Tom?
Yeah, Cliff, just one thing. You mentioned the outside chance of Harvick, and obviously that would be my other choice. Strategically speaking, if one uses strategy and good pit management, Harvick could come out with the championship. What are they thinking right now? Okay, we're right here on the bubble. We could make this happen. We're obviously not going to throw our hat in the ring and say, okay, it's Carl's or Tony's. We have a legitimate shot of winning this, and I think they believe that, so I'm sure that they're developing a strategy. What do you think that is?
Well, they're going to, you know, obviously for the first half of the race, they're going to be, you know, obviously the biggest thing is they're going to be working on their pit times. That's going to be very, very crucial. Then as time gets closer, and depending on where he's at in the pack, then you're going to start playing a little bit. But it's kind of, you know, hard to say that they're just going to go all out and just take chances, but I think they will. You know, Kevin Harvick is that type of guy. His team owner's that type of guy. His team is those type of people. And God knows, Kevin Harvick, you know, we've seen the closer in action before, and he can put a couple of the wins together, and, you know, he could be right back in it.
All right, here's my last question for you, Cliff, and it's a toughie. Just going to ask you to look into your crystal ball, look deep into it. Who comes out this weekend? As the leader, and who's your pick to, I guess, take it all here in the last 2 weeks?
Well, you know, that's a tough one. I think Tony is going to take the lead after this week. And as far as looking all the way straight ahead, I think Tony Stewart's going to be the champion, because I think whether he wants to believe it or not, Carl Edwards, you know, Tony is in Carl's head. And that's all Pete and I have been arguing about that. He doesn't believe it. He thinks Carl is in Tony's head, but I think Tony's in Carl's head. I think Tony wins the whole thing.
All right, well, we'll let it go with that. Thanks a lot for joining us today, and tell people where they can find all of your work at.
Well, you go to RadioSpeedTalk.com. Check us out there. You can get all the shows there. You can also find us on Facebook. Type in keyword Speed Talk. I said it right this time, Gary. See how that goes? But, yeah, come and join us out. And Gary, I appreciate you guys having us on.
And you'll be on our sister station here, 860 WMRI ESPN. What, Saturday mornings?
Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock, I believe, is what the time we have on that.
Thanks a lot, Cliff.
All right, thanks, guys.
I don't know, heading into the last two races, I guess it's anybody's guess on who wins this, huh, Tom?
Well, yeah, I think we've got to narrow down to three. Obviously, Tony Stewart, Carl Edwards, or Kevin Harvick. And I like Kevin Harvick. I think that he has played a good season. He has played a good game. I think Tony, like you said, likes to believe that it's his. He can taste it. And as we know very well with Tony Stewart, he's got something up his sleeve. And I'm sure that they are having a lot of sleepless nights going into this race. And Carl Edwards, I believe, like what you said, I do believe that Tony is in Carl's head. And if Tony can play mind games with Carl, he'll have a big effect on that. I want you guys to look, and you heard it from me first. Look on that outside chance for Kevin Harvick, because they're underneath the radar, and I think that they're developing a good strategy. Depending on where he falls out in the pack, I think absolutely who we're not looking at is who could be the winner.
And, you know, I'm not a huge NASCAR fan. I guess watch it just enough to be dangerous. But when you take a look over the last several seasons with Kevin Harvick, he is not that dominant car on the track. All the wins that he gets seems to be by surprise. You're looking there at the end, and he is the winner. And you know, whether it's a strategy or not, he always has a way to be sneaking up on people, both on the track and in points, the points. So, yeah, Kevin Harvick could very well end up with the championship here.
Oh, absolutely. And to be honest with you, it would not surprise me at all. And you're right. Kevin is one of these kind of guys that just, I hate to use the word sucker punch, but he's the kind of guy that comes out of nowhere and punches you right in the gut, and you're like, WTF? You know, so, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
All right, we'll let you go. We'll reconnect with you here in just a minute, Tom.
Sounds good.
All right, now, if you did not hear the news here on 1400 WBAT, former Marion Giants basketball coach Bill Green passed away at his home last night. I'm sorry, I don't have his age, but Bill Green, former Marion Giants basketball coach and the winningest coach in IHSA basketball history, passed away last night at his home in Florida. We will open the phones here. I got about 2 minutes if you want to give us a call and thank a veteran or maybe say something about Bill Green, 765-662-1400. I want to thank our guests that hour, which included Cliff Tanner of RadioSpeedTalk.com and, you know, just the news that Bill Green passed away, who was a huge figure in this community. Very sad, and you know, we're sorry to hear that. Before we go to break, Freightco, they are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, and they are growing, and they want you. That's right, Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus a competitive FSC, and that's on all dispatches. Now, I don't know what a CPM and an FSC are, but my guess is if you're a owner-operator, you know what it is. Now, Freightco drivers average 2,500-plus miles a week and are home on weekends. Freightco offers consistent lanes with many being drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, give Ray a call. 866-397-2581, 866-397-2581, or you can visit them on the web at freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight-moving company. Of course, if you can't remember that, GaryLSnyder.com, pretty simple. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Another man's arms holding you tight.
Your source for CBS News and the Osgood File is 1400 WBAT Marion.
CBS News, I'm Barry Bagnato in State College, Pennsylvania. Penn State President Rod Erickson is taking actions to start to move this scandalized university forward, including the naming of an ethics officer to, in his words, reorient our culture.
Never again should anyone at Penn State, regardless of their position, feel scared to do the right thing.
In this hotel ballroom, he has just announced that assistant football coach Mike McQueary has been placed on indefinite leave. McQueary told coach Joe Paterno 9 years ago he witnessed accused molester Jerry Sandusky with a 10-year-old boy in locker room showers. No specific reason was given for this move. Erickson urged students not to cause trouble at tomorrow's game. Is Paterno welcome, even though he has been fired?
Clearly, he's welcome to come as any other member of the public would be.
I'm Barry Bagnato in State College, Pennsylvania, with more CBS News. Here's Jim Taylor.
The president and the super committee. Some long-distance arm-twisting today as we hear from CBS.